Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Today's episode, Image of a Leader, How Your Actions Create Reactions. When I was still in college, I was given some advice that has stuck with me my entire life. It was simple advice, and it was given to me by an old sage by the name of Chuck Fick. He simply said that I can never forget that as a teacher or coach, that every action I take, everything I do, everything I say, and every way I react is studied and then repeated. Frankly, it unnerved me because I never really thought that anyone was paying attention to me. And now that I'm a little wiser, I recognize what he meant. You see, everywhere you go and everything you do, people are watching, people are paying attention, and people are formulating judgments. So what do you do with that type of knowledge? And how do you lead knowing that the world is watching? Well, the answer is simple. You be yourself and always work on building your strengths and staying cognizant of your behavioral weaknesses. There are three areas of image I want to have you reflect on in this episode. First is how you project yourself when serving others. Second is the way you project yourself in celebration or crisis. And finally, how do you project yourself in the new world of social media? Now, I realize it's not new, but to some of us, it is. Why is thinking about your leadership image important? Well, because every day you are a role model. And once you accept that you are a leader, which remember, we all are leaders, you immediately become a role model for others. As a coach, a teacher, a parent, a CEO, a salesman, stay-at-home parent, a dentist, a student, it doesn't matter where you lead. It matters that everything that you do is being studied, and it matters that you're thinking about it. The first leadership image is how you project yourself to others. Now, I don't mean your clothes or grooming. However, never underestimate how people will judge you based upon your fashion sense or hair. I'm talking about something that matters, your personal behavior, and most importantly, if you project confidence and consistency. Confidence in both yourself and your decisions, confidence in the people around you, and confidence in the decisions they are making. As a leader, how others see us is critical, and when you project a degree of confidence, others work with you, others serve with you, and others take risks on your behalf. Don't believe me? Next time you're with someone who projects a lack of confidence, portrays insecurities, and is constantly asking others if they think they're doing the right thing, stop and ask yourself, would I follow this person? I wouldn't. I wouldn't even get in a car with them for fear of not knowing where we'd end up. Image is important, and being seen as confident in others is even more important. When you display confidence in the people you serve, they're empowered, they're willing to take risks, and they have a desire to work the mission. When you hear me say confident, please don't hear me say it and think in a cocky sense you have to be confident. I mean a humble confidence, a confidence from a core strength and awareness of your abilities. Think of the people in your life who display a coolness, an optimism, and a can-do mindset. Now that's the image of a leader I want you to think about. One of the greatest assets of a leader with an image of confidence is predictability. Leaders who project confidence become very predictable to those they serve, and that's important. When you are predictable, it makes you easy to navigate, easy to serve with, and more importantly, allows those around you to understand the risk boundaries and expectations of leadership. If you are unpredictable, you have a poor image. People who can't predict your reactions are unlikely to follow or serve alongside you because you're viewed as lacking integrity or confidence, and you have a poor image. The second leadership image to be thinking about is how you act in celebration or crisis. This has parallels to how you project yourself to others, but I wanted to spend some time thinking about this with you for a greater moment. The image of a leader in celebration or crisis should always be humility. Leaders in celebration need to make certain to give the credit. And in crisis, they need to own the consequences. Your image as a leader is important every moment of the day. And when things are not going good, it's important to recognize that. And when things are going good, it is important that every single person shares in the glory. It is a look what we did, not a look what I did image that sets apart leaders. Leaders who speak about the team being where they are as a result of the leader are failing themselves and others, and projecting a very selfish image. Leaders who display jealousy because no one's giving them credit, and leaders who step in front of the team have an image of selfishness, not one that you want. While it may feel good in the moment to celebrate yourself, it does not bank any level of trust in those that you serve. Trust is built by and comes from the leader who, when a celebration is in order, steps up and says, "I'd like you all to meet the people who made this happen." Then one by one honors every level of work and people in the organization, celebrates the risks taken by the team, and focuses on everyone else. This creates empowerment, reinforces effort as well as sacrifice, and creates an image of humility. Let's talk about a leader in crisis. You want an image of accountability, and many leaders, in the heat of crisis, wave a wand of blame. They start pointing at everything and everyone that put the leader in this position. But when you cast blame, you have an image of a fool and a coward. Not words most of us want to be described with. When a leader takes responsibility and holds themselves accountable, they have an image of leadership. Many times the leader has nothing to do with what happened, but when they step forward and say, "I take responsibility for this, and I will work tirelessly to develop processes with my team so this never happens again," the organization sees a leader, sees an image of confidence, and most importantly, everyone who knows the truth, which is everyone in the group, sees that the leader is going to do what is right for those they serve and not themselves. Selflessness in crisis pays dividends for a lifetime. Selfishness in crisis lights a fire in the organization that burns slowly, destroys established trust, and melts all possibility of future risk-taking. Leaders who share the rewards and own the, quote, fails have images within any organization that allow for the group to be cohesive and strong, and most importantly, it facilitates an environment of mutual respect. This type of role modeling is critical because we are all products of our environment, and we learn from our leaders how to and how not to act. We see people lose their temper, and some of us imitate that behavior, and some of us avoid that person in the future. However, your image in the moment of crisis is even more important than it is in the times of celebration. Share the credit and take the blame. Head into the storm with confidence and watch as others see your lead and take it. Never forget your ability to influence another person, kid, or colleague. Be predictable and humble. The last image one that I want to talk about is newer, and it serves more as a warning than it does as a reminder. Social media. Everyone has learned that written word is interpreted differently by each person that receives it. You can write a note to someone congratulating them, and it will say something like, "I really value how hard you worked on this." And they may read it as, "Huh, well, I guess she didn't think I was working hard before." We all know how quickly our written word can be misinterpreted. You have to be conscious of your image when you are on social media. An exchange between you and an old friend and someone else may be understood between the three of you, but can quickly be turned into a wide variety of other things by other people. As a leader, you need to think about your posts and shares. When you post and share, what is the image of yourself to the world? No one needs an image consultant if they are consistent in their behavior, and no one needs to worry if they are conscious of the world around them. Social media has many advantages for leaders. It's an opportunity to reinforce expectations, promote optimism, celebrate, and learn from others. But as a leader, your image in the digital world is as important as it is when you are standing in front of another person. This podcast is a great example. I started this with the mission to support the growth of others that I had worked with, and now it's listened to all over the United States and the world. You never know where you'll land in the digital world, but your message and image will be reviewed, scrutinized, and judged. Here's the deal with social media. Just like when you have a crisis or celebration, you control what goes out, what goes on, and you should reflect before presenting to the world your image. When you hear all of this, I'm hoping it sparks within you an awareness that will grow your leadership and your ability to serve others. However, what is the right way to navigate your image? Frankly, I think it's pretty simple. Number one, be yourself. And number two, be reflective of your actions. If you, at any moment, try to be someone new, You look like a goof. Be loyal to your values. Demonstrate patience. Reflect before acting. And remember that you are always modeling what you expect from yourself to others. We all have weak moments. And in those moments, people will be understanding and forgiving if you see your errors as an opportunity for personal improvement. If you arrogantly move forward and act like nothing happened, well, so will others. Leadership is hard enough in every level of life, but trying to be all things to all people only creates for you an unnecessary burden and an image of unpredictability. You are who you are, and others are watching. What is it they will see in you, and how easy are you to predict? Your image is within your control. When you enter the arena of leadership, as President Theodore Roosevelt used to say, you have to remember that the arena is filled with people who are watching what is taking place. They study your moves, they critique you, and how you react to them. But there is a great freeness that you can experience when you are aware of your image and you are consistent. So simply tell people around you why you are the way you are, why you have certain tells and ticks. Share your leadership philosophies. Demonstrate your values. And when you work with others, you are the one that can make certain that your values can influence the outcomes and that your actions portray an image of leadership. Focus daily on two simple steps of your leadership image: reflecting on your actions and staying true to yourself. So let's do some smart thinking. What is your leadership reputation amongst your friends and colleagues? If you were to put your reactions to situations in the mirror, what would your image reflect? Who are your role models, and would they be proud of how you lead? Finally, do you practice reflection in an effort to grow as a leader for those that you serve? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. Please share this episode on your social media platform. And as always, thank you to the Well Pennies for the music. Lastly, this podcast was sparked by an incident that I was a part of the other day and served to me as a reminder about the importance of leadership and leaders' images. I was meeting with a colleague and someone knocked on the door and walked in. The leader pulled a power move and said, "Can't you see I'm meeting with someone?" I sat there. I felt horrible for that person. In that moment, the leader's image in my mind was not good, and I knew it was done simply to impress me. But it was at the expense of someone they served. In leadership, all others are first, no matter what. And when we treat people like they are on a ladder staring up at us, we fail. Never forget that your leadership image is important. Be yourself and reflect. Reflect daily on how you treat others, how you celebrate, and how you lead. If you do that, your image will drive others to greater levels of success and create more leaders who recognize the importance of humility and service.
There's a song horizon, just you wait and see. Won't you take